going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The news continues at 5:21. It's a national competition between cities to grow tech hubs outside Silicon Valley. St. Louis is entering the ring with a proposal to corner the market on neuroscience. But could a newly frugal federal government pump the brakes on that? Michael Calhoun on Innovation Now with BioSTL President Don Rubin.
This opportunity that was put forth by the National Science Foundation almost 2 years ago, what they call NSF engines, to power up innovation economies like St. Louis in a focused way, to really lift up regions outside of Silicon Valley, places like us in Middle America, to really help regions like ours become global leaders in science-based and technology-based economic growth. And as you know, that's what BioSTL has been about now for more than two decades. And so this is just a tremendous opportunity. It's an opportunity that is not about competing as an organization or a university against other universities. It's about a region. We compete as an ecosystem, a community. So St. Louis has come together around one of our great strengths here to develop a really broad set of community partnerships to elevate St. Louis. And that's around neuroscience, neurotechnology, brain science, the brain economy. It turns out, and we've talked about this over time, that St. Louis, and particularly Washington University, is the leading medical school and university when it comes to neuroscience research. And we have an opportunity to come together as a community to take those strengths and turn them into new startups, new products, new jobs, economic activity, and solutions of some really important problems that we face locally, we face nationally, and really global challenges. It's an opportunity to elevate St. Louis's reputation and leadership in solving important challenges. And today, we are coming together because it's the end of our first phase when we won an implementation grant. This is our organization, BioSTL, partnering with Washington University and others, won this grant to plan and build partnerships. And that part came to an end, comes to an end this month in April of 2025. But at the same time, just last week, we submitted our competitive application for the next really big phase where there's up to $160 million on the table per region for those who can win this competition.
Now, just to back up for a second, when it comes to neuroscience and brain science, people's minds may go to Alzheimer's, for instance, first. But what are we talking about here? How is this going to help people?
Yeah, it's a very broad field. And really, an emblematic little device is people talk about the three A's. And of course, there's lots of other areas, but the three A's are Alzheimer's, autism, and addiction. So this shows that there's medical issues, like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and spinal cord injury that can be solved and addressed through neuroscience. But there's also issues of mental health, of, as I said, addiction, of behavioral health, and even ways to learn, ways to educate that are all dictated by how the brain works and really understanding deeply about the brain. And that's something that St. Louis is already a leader in, but we want to become a leader in turning those understandings and those discoveries into solutions and into products and into economic activity.
Now, Don, we've talked about federal grants, National Science Foundation, not just in this context, but across what BioSTL has been able to do. We've also heard in the news a lot lately about the status of many different federal programs across all sorts of departments. What has been the impact on your work? What are the prospects for continuing this and follow-up grants, given what we've seen from DOGE and other government efficiency efforts in D.C.?
Well, it certainly is a fluid environment when you look at the federal funding environment. We think about both really three categories: grants that we already have won and are in the middle of implementing, which are several. And so far, we have been able to continue all of those on the path that we have planned. And so that's working out well. The second are areas like this that we're talking about today, that are applications that we're currently competing for. And this was certainly a bit of a roller coaster in process, in that the original deadline in February was canceled, while under the new administration, the National Science Foundation revisited the rules, the instructions, the solicitation. But about a month later, they reissued the solicitation and gave all of us around the country who were competing another month to reply. So it looks like that this program is funded, it's moving forward. At least, it's up to 10-year program. And anytime you have a 10-year program in Washington, it's subject to the winds of the political winds in Congress and the administration. But in this case, the first 2 years are funded, and that's what's moving forward right now. A third category are programs that we have not yet even begun to compete for, and we're watching the landscape very closely to see what happens in the future.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.